Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Holy cow. It's funny. New central bank digital currency in Florida. I'm going to get into that. Ron DeSantis said stuff about that. Not many people know about. Go to your bank and say you want like $100,000 in cash. Yeah, they probably don't have that much. Or go there with like $1 million in actual bills so they're legit and say, hey, you want to deposit that? Yeah, good luck trying to get that done. Gee. A man who prayed on the field who they tried to prosecute, ching, cash went up to God, and $2 million richer. That's right, folks. Andrew McCarthy, the case against Trump is, they're just trying to do anything they can to try to get him not to run. Well, I can't wait till they get Trump. He's being indicted. People don't understand the whole judicial system. So retarded. Hillary Clinton basically did the same thing, and she was fined, and they're going to indict Trump. Well, we're going after Trump. He's done stuff. We know he has. We don't have any, we don't have stuff on Trump yet. We haven't had it made, but as soon as we find who's we're going to pay to make up stuff about Trump. Just rewrite the Steele dossier. Remember that one? Yeah. That's going to backfire on them so bad. Well, I think they thought that Trump getting indicted for this people see it as politically motivated, so it's actually like not, they're actually like Trump is, the support for Trump is going up, not down. Oh yeah, there's a public library director who was fired after staff allegedly tried to shut down Kirk Cameron's reading event because, you know, oh, we can have child molesting people read kids, but, you know, not Trump. You know, if Trump wanted to read the kids about Christian stuff, oh, that, you can't do that. How dare he? Kirk Cameron does it. Oh, you can't do that. You know, conservatives would try to do this. Yeah. A San Francisco supervisor demands more cops after backing to fund the police. I want to get into that. At least she's being honest right now. So much I want to get into, folks. So much I want to get into, but don't forget this.
Hey, everyone. My name is Carlos, and I serve as the executive pastor at Christ Fellowship Miami. And the verse for today is found in 3 John 1:11. The Bible says, dear friends, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who imitates what is good is from God. Anyone who imitates what is evil has not seen God. You see, the key word in that verse is the word imitate. In its original language, it means to follow. Every single one of us, whether you realize it or not, even from a young age, subconsciously, we will imitate or follow those that we spend a lot of time with. Which is why children, they will imitate the expressions and the things that their parents say and do. As you get older, you will imitate or follow the desires and actions and even behaviors of your closest friends, of a coworker that you spend a lot of time with, or your spouse. You see, you cannot imitate or follow someone who is far away from you. You cannot imitate or follow someone who is not near to you in a much greater way. The only way that we can imitate what is good is if we are near Jesus. It's if we're close to God, close to Christ. by spending time reading God's word, by praying to God, by being a part of biblical community. And when we are close to Christ, then we'll begin to imitate God's love. We'll begin to imitate God's compassion, God's joy, God's humility, God's forgiveness, God's peace, God's meekness. And so my question for you today is, are you close to Jesus? Are you close to Christ? Or do you feel like God is distant from you now? Do you feel like your relationship with God is stagnant at the moment? Because I want to remind you today that the only way that you can imitate what is good is when you are close to Jesus.
Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. Dear friend, don't let this bad example influence you. Follow only what is good. Remember that those who do good prove that they are God's children. Those who do evil prove that they don't know God. 3 John 1:11. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. And welcome, folks. It's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. We're going to indict Trump. Well, first of all, we got to have, folks, if anyone wants to make up materials to prove that Trump did something he didn't do, folks, please send your resumes to the Democratic Party or to the New York District Attorney's Office. We got to go to Trump because we have to go to Trump. Yep. Some of those old timers. They have the Second Amendment, like they're trying, like Biden's trying to, they're trying to go after high capacity magazines and all this stuff and get $2 billion by 2024 to the ATF and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. Not, you know, see, the Second Amendment rights gives me the right to keep and bear arms, and it shall not be infringed. It doesn't say where I can keep and bear arms. I've had guns on me in places. You know what I've been here? After the fact, I told this person, like, where does it say the guns? Where does it say guns are restricted in the Second Amendment? Where? Nope. So a law-abiding citizen with a handgun, how is that gonna kill somebody? And let everyone, you want to curb violence? Give everyone guns. Okay. Go. You want to push the road rage? Have fun with that. Cause go ahead and push the road rage. Cause that guy right there has a gun. So if you want to get in his face, go try to rob a Walmart. See how far you get with everyone in Walmart having a gun. I know someone would say, well, let me tell you then really quickly, because the moment you see someone go down. Because they would be in the moment, and you teach them how quick a moment's gone. Like those tornadoes. When it's like, when you have like a whole community leveled by an F5 tornado, and then the next day it's sunny and 70 and beautiful, and there's nothing but wood and pieces everywhere of people's lives. It's peace and calm now, but just 7 hours earlier, an F5 came through here, and it was... You know, and people would learn, okay, gee, am I going to go into a Walmart and rob it when there's 300 people in Walmart and they all have guns? Don't think so. Tread lightly with that road rage, because if you get too excited, just know every driver has a gun. So, hey, you know. But don't worry, folks. The Second Amendment was designed to take back an ever-controlling government. Our government was designed, they take an oath to uphold the Constitution, not dismantle it. You cannot be taking the, you cannot be pledging your oath to defend the Constitution and be trying to ban guns at the same time. Then you see all these woke commercials. My son was in a school where a guy came in with an AK-47. Yeah, my buddy got in a car with a friend who he thought was sober because he was too drunk to drive, so he let his friend drive. He was killed. I've never allocated for banning alcohol. My buddy, I've known people who died from it. I know somebody who's bragged about, oh, we go around the corner so fast and this and that. I had friends that went around the corner at 80 miles an hour in a car, slammed into a tree, and one was cut in half. That was a human, not including the car was cut, and the car was ripped in half. But I mean, I've allocated for responsibility. Take responsibility for your own actions. We need to ban AR-15s. How dare someone with a... Yeah, we need to ban cocaine. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's... There's hundreds of millions of tons of cocaine in America, but it's banned. Well, technically, it's technically a Schedule II drug, because I know you can get it prescribed. One of my friends actually made it, where you take this chemical, and you mix them together, and it makes like a cocaine. It's very highly controlled, but anywho, these banks, folks, banks are fractional banks. If everyone went to the bank and said, hey, I want my actual money out in real currency. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want it in paper. I want paper currency. Good luck. Imagine if everyone took and demanded their money in physical gold or silver. And there'd be a lot of people without any money. That's the problem. Go to the bank and say you want like $100,000 in bills. Well, they can get it for you. They don't have it. They can get it for you. It might take a while. How much you need, and when you can prove that you have that money digitally and all that stuff, and they can, and then they'll get it for you in paper form. Because paper currency was only this currency that you know of today, the bills, was technically designed for you as a IOU. Like, this is a, here's the promise. It's like a promissory note that I'm going to pay you real gold, real money, real gold or silver. The more valuable, the more rare the metal is, or the thing is, why do you think they have a GIA? Why do you think they have the diamond exchange? Because they thought diamonds were rare until they started to find them. What's gonna kill the diamond industry is... They can produce lab-grown diamonds. So, okay, they can make reds and blues and stuff. Why would you spend millions of dollars for a blue natural diamond when you can get a red that's the exact same composition? You have to put it in a tester. And it's good to have one of those in case somebody tries to pass off a natural diamond. No, they wouldn't. They'd pass a lab-grown as a natural. But chemically... It'd be like you taking a bag of flour, a carton of eggs, and sugar and milk and butter and making a cake out of it. And, well, you made it from this half of the ingredients. You made it from the other half of the same ingredients. They're both cakes. Well, my cakes, you know, they're identical chemically composition. But guess what, folks? Lab-grown diamonds are way cheaper. There are people who have to have a natural diamond. If I could get, because I thought about maybe doing like a yellow or a pink or something in the diamond there, but I'm like, diamonds should be clear. Because if not, then someone's gonna think, what is that? Like some sort of like, because that's why I've never understood a lot of like that. Because if I see anything yellow or something like that. Like a colored diamond, I think it's like just like some sort of pink Zodaflow or some like really cheap, you know. But my point is, diamonds are not rare. That's why they control the flow of them. They're not. They're everywhere. Why do you think they have blades encrusted with industrial diamonds? But don't worry, folks. You think paper money's worthless? Just wait till you go to digital. Just wait till you go to a digital currency where it's all in a digital world where there's nothing about it. You can't put any money aside for a rainy day somewhere. It all has to be in some sort of digital account. It's not like you can have, like, it under your bed in case you want to save it for a rainy day and save up money. You know, if someone owes you money, they'll just click, take it out of your digital account. The digital currency, don't always, oh, it's okay. Look at all the benefits. If you, we don't like what you said on Facebook, so we're going to seize your account. Click. Well, this passport, it's just for clothing. Yeah. Why would they just have a passport for only COVID? That makes no sense. Yeah, they'll start it with COVID, but then they'll have it to where, okay, well, we're going to put stuff on doors. And you're going to have to swipe your badge to go into a store. And if it's green, it'll let you in the store. If not, it won't. And are you fully vaccinated with it? Have you done everything the government told you have to do vaccine-wise? If not, it's going to be rare. You won't be able to do any shopping or go anywhere. Oh, and you're going to have to sign in with that store because that way they know if you're in there so that there's no way you can, you know, and yeah, don't worry, they're going to control you. No. The passport's just for vaccines. Yeah, until the COVID vaccines, kind of a thing of the past. And they keep going. Don't worry, it's okay. It's just digital currency. Come on. It's more convenient. Yeah. I want gold and silver. I want currency with gold and silver back into it. That way they just can't produce tons of it. Don't worry, folks. I want the inflation relief checks. Why don't we just give everyone a printer and they just print their own money? Whenever if they need something, they just go to the store and print. What people don't realize is all those 80 baseball cards. Oh, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to save those comics and stuff. There was one time when I tried to buy let me see how much those Death of Superman go for on Amazon. Not Amazon, but on eBay, and they're like at 99 cents. People couldn't give them away. I want 10 bucks. Yeah. 10 bucks? There's a guy trying to sell one for 99 cents. Unopened Death of Superman. Now, if everyone just says, they're not worth anything, and they open a whole bunch of them, and you know, but like the baseball cards, everyone saved them and put them in collectors cases, in this case, in that case, and all these separate things. But it's okay, folks. Yeah, the old tobacco baseball cards are very, very valuable. Why? Because they had some that were on strips. That, like, when you got something, it was like a freebie, and they would just tear them off and hand them to the kids as like a giveaway. And there's not, and the sides, and there's hardly any that survived, let alone in good condition. So they're worth more. Don't worry, folks. I don't have money. Print more. No, earn it. Do something. Don't worry, folks. But that's banks. But then when you have a bank like Silicon Valley where 90% of it is hedge funds and really, really big investors, you know, only 10% would be covered under that $250,000 FDIC insurance. Yeah, the rest wouldn't be covered. They want to try to destroy things, get rid of paper money, collapse the economy. Well, the economy collapsed because of capitalism. No, McDonald's is thriving in capitalism. So let's start. I hate these people that like are against capitalism, but then they have like iPhones and Amazon, Androids and PCs and Macs and Starbucks, and they have everything that you associate. If you don't, we wouldn't have Mac if it wasn't for capitalism. You would have a government computer, and only the very highly elite would be able to have one, and you'd be controlled of what you could watch on it. Look what's going on in France. Well, we were told that at this age, we can retire. We can't afford the kind of like we're buying these pens for 20 cents and we're trying to sell them for 10 cents. We can't keep doing that. Yeah, we're losing money. More money's going out than it's coming in. We got to fix that. So we got to change the age when you guys retire. And what they're going to have to do is come to some compromise and say, okay, at this age forward, anyone that's, let's say, 64, let's say 62 and older can retire at 62. After that, it goes to 64. But yeah, people that are like 40 years old, they, well, I was told X, Y, and Z, and now it's not. Don't worry, folks. It's all good, though. The scariest word you could ever have is I'm from the government and I'm here to help. I want to help you. Yeah, you show me how you can help me without using my tax dollars. Yeah, show me how you can help me without my tax dollars. Because I guess they're investigating in, with this Trump situation because, oh, we got to go to Trump. We're going to go after him because we're going to go after him because we're going to go after him because that's what we're going to do because. Alan Braggs is going to have to testify under oath in Congress about why they're going after Trump. This is 6 years old. The statute of limitations ended, but they did stuff in New York so that they could stop the, what did they call that? So they could stop the statute of limitations thing so that they could still go after. I guess they would be able to, any like the statute of limitations thing is over, so like anyone can go after anyone, which would include they can go after Trump. Why 6 years? Because it's politically motivated. I think they thought that when this, if they would go and try to indict Trump, the more they go after that man, the more people love him and want to grab a gun and go fight for him and stand up for him. Nothing you do to go after Trump is going to make us hate him. We're going to support him even more. You want us to get behind you? Go after Biden and Obama and Clinton. Think about it. There's a lady in prison right now doing jail time because she was getting girls to Epstein Island so that they could be molested by these celebrity, billionaire, politician perverts. That's what, folks. Why isn't one person being persecuted? We have a lady in prison for getting these guys there. Why aren't they serving time? Why aren't the feminists outraged that, hey, if you're going to throw a woman in prison, where's the Me Too movement? If a woman is in prison serving jail time for getting girls to be molested by celebrities and billionaires and politicians, okay? Why aren't any of those people in jail? Alyssa Milano, where are you? Me Too movement, where are you? You know? Hillary Clinton did what basically Trump did. Don't worry, folks. It doesn't matter. The problem you have is there are people that think that Trump should be in prison no matter what. He colluded with Russia. Where's your... they don't care. They don't know. They think communism's great. They want what North Korea and Cuba has. They can't tell you what year the War of 1812 took place. They don't know anything. They don't know how many stars are on the American flag. They can't tell you what country the Great Wall of China is in. The Great Wall of China. They don't know anything, but Trump should be in prison. How dare he? I mean, I guarantee you, you could go up to someone and go up to people on most college campuses and, yeah, they found out that Trump did X, Y, and Z, and they can make up everything that they say about Trump and that, you know, he has an empire because he was, there's evidence that he was involved with this Mexican drug kingpin, and he was bringing in his plane millions of tons of cocaine every day. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, I know. You could say anything about Trump, it's negative, that he should be in prison for, and most of these college kids, yep, that's right, I know. They don't care. They don't know anything. It's just bipartisan political bullcrap. They're just trying to go after him because they know he's a threat to their way of life. I have a cursed life. I don't have to do anything, and I'm in D.C., and I'm making millions. I got to go after Trump. He wants to get rid of us. It's pathetic. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's like these people who push defund the police. Oh, yeah, defund the police. Yeah, and then they're like on stage with like a million cops around them, fully armed. I mean, they're just targeting Trump. Now, should DeSantis, I think he could have come out and stood by Trump and said, I think this is political nonsense and this bullcrap, and it's going to backfire. I can guarantee that right now. It's going to backfire totally. Because I think a lot of the reason why they're trying to do this is they're trying to get people, they thought that Trump, he did what? We're going to, you know, the only people you're going to get mad at is it's going to infuriate the base. The liberal people who hate Trump to begin with, and no matter what you tell them, because that's the problem. It's going to, Trump supporters, they're going to rally behind him. He's going to get more support than ever. He's even going to get some non-Trumpers like, it's bullcrap. But for the most part, you have these anti-Trump liberal type people that are literally, they're never Trumpers, period. No matter what you tell them, Trump's guilty. Period. I mean, it's going to be no matter what. What could I prove to what? I don't want to hear it. What can I show you to change your mind that this is all politically motivated? What can I show you that you're being screwed over? It's going to be kind of like taking a black person and saying, okay, what do I need to do to show you that Black Lives Matter don't care about you? Do I need to show you the CNN interview where he goes, well, what about all the black on black? Just, oh, that's not us. I mean, if you want to talk about a white man killing a black man or a cop killing a black man, yeah, we'll be all over that. If you want an organization where black on black crime and black on black deaths are something, we're not that organization. We don't care about black people being killed by black people. That's not what Black Lives Matter was founded on. Well, then why do you call yourself Black Lives Matter if you don't care about blacks being killed by the blacks? If you only care about a white person being killed by the blacks. You know, I'm a staunch supporter of no month. And with about 30 minutes left in the program, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're around the world, one of my friends like Morgan Freeman, he goes, you call, like, Chris Wall, you think Black History Month is ridiculous? Wait, you're going to relegate my history to a month? What month is white history? Come on. I'm Jewish. Okay, what month is Jewish History Month? I don't have one. Well, you want one? No, I don't want one. Well, I don't either. Black history is American history. Woman's history is American history. I'm tired of this. Well, I want to be the first woman president. We've already had a woman as president there, Bill. If you don't believe me about Bill being the first woman president, just look at that photo of, I call it a photo, but it's a portrait of Bill Clinton in a blue dress. You know, if that was Trump, they'd be all over the, but if that's Bill Clinton, so whatever. You know, it's this, if it was Trump, how dare you, but if it's Biden, so what, whatever. You know, they would be all, they'd have a heyday. If this was Biden, you wouldn't even hear about it in the news. They wouldn't care. Well, I think Trump's needs to be executed. How dare he? You know, a former U.S. attorney argues Trump could be indicted for the same thing that Clinton was fined for. Yeah, and she probably used your tax dollars to pay the fine, too, if she even paid the fine. Yeah, when Clinton took her campaign and hit a payment for the phony dossier. You know, remember that phony, fake dossier? Well, I mean, it's not really. I mean, there are people, I guarantee, that still believe it. I mean, that's the problem we have. We have so many college kids that you can make up anything about Trump that would be negative, and they'd be like, losing it. Don't matter. I don't care. Trump needs to be thrown in prison. He needs to be, you know, it doesn't matter. There are people that no matter what you tell them, no matter, they don't want to see anything. They don't care. They're not going to believe no matter what you show them. It's sad. But Alvin Bragg is abusing his powers. He is, in his office. It goes back to something that I call, I was talking about this last week about how it's, okay, you have presidential privilege. When the president does something, official business, it's presidential privilege. Okay. Well, let me get into that a little bit. If Bill Clinton speaks before the press and they want to try to gain information about what he said or get more into it or whatever because they think he said something, well, wait a minute here. Not really the case. What do you mean not the case? We can't, because he was doing official presidential business, so he has presidential privilege. We can't hand that over, okay? George Bush will become president. He would speak to the press, and he would do something, and they want to gain more information. You can't gain more information because of presidential privilege. Well, technically, the president can go 8 years without speaking or 4 years without speaking to the president. Doesn't have to speak to the press. And you didn't have to technically speak to the press. He doesn't really need presidential privilege. He doesn't really have presidential privilege. So, nice one. Nice try. Who's right? And you'll have a judge say that since he technically doesn't have to speak to the press ever, he doesn't really have presidential privilege when he speaks to the press because he didn't have to do it. It's not official presidential business. And another person says, well, when he's speaking to the press, it is part of a presidential business. But is it official presidential? Because if it's official, then, well, does it have to be something that the president has to do to be official? The president might be able to do something. The president might be, there might be things that he has to do that's under presidential privilege that's not required of every president. Does he have to do this? Since he can go 4 years without doing this, then is it not presidential privilege? Since he can technically go 4 years without doing this, then does he, okay, well, when he does this, he's under presidential privilege. technically, I think anything he would do would fall under presidential privilege. It just depends if you have an attorney or a judge. It's like, well, I don't think that qualifies as presidential privilege. You know, and it goes back to the whole Bush thing. He couldn't admit to smoking pot, because if he did, Lord, how can he run for president? We have people in federal prisons rotting away for smoking the very thing that, how can they be rotting away in prison for smoke, for using the same drug that George Bush is? He shouldn't be able to run for president because then there are Democrats pushing that. But then Obama's photos of him with a joint in his mouth. No one cared. He wasn't even born in America, but no one cares. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you believe that he was not born in America. When I say Barack Hussein Obama was not born in America, that's not me saying that. That is people I know from Africa who were born in Africa, who now live in the United States, who see themselves as not African Americans, but Americans. And those people are the ones that have told me, yes, he was born in Kenya, Africa, and they treat him, he's their native-born son. He means happiness, because he went from being a Kenyan to being president of the United States. So if he can do that, look at what, don't sell yourself short of any dream you want to do. You know, so hey, my cat's in the studio. Folks, it's all going to backfire. High school coach fired for praying at games, given $2 million settlement. Stand up for what you believe in, and that's on God's time. Did God sit there when he prayed on the field? When that man prayed on the field? When Joe Kennedy prayed on the field? Did the Lord sit there and say, don't worry, son, I'm moving away the storm? No. There was a storm all around him. He was in the middle of a hurricane. Or was he looking at the hurricane? Was he looking at the debris flying by, and the chairs flying by, and the couches, and the wood, and the glass, and the roof shingles? No. He wasn't looking at the storm around him. He had his eye focused on God. The Lord told me to pray, and I'm going to pray. I'm going to get on my knees, and I'm giving thanks to God every day I pray. And guess what happened? It wasn't on his terms, his timing. But God stepped in and said, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 in favor. The First Amendment protects the right to pray on the field. The whole point of the separation of church and state was to keep the government from controlling our religion, not the other way around. Don't force your religion. I'm not trying to force my religion on you. I wasn't. Well, in Jesus Christ, it's a decision you have to make for yourself. You can screw up and bow up and have all kinds of stuff, but in the end, you got to give it to God. And he will be reinstated in everything. Maybe this will set a precedent that, hey, pray on the field. You know, all these people going forward. I was watching the other night. The Marquette-Michigan game, and it's like the Marquette fans were like, the team was like, you know, it's like, I'm like, Marquette or Michigan State, don't matter who wins the NCAA tournament in the end, whether it's Kansas State, whether it's Michigan, whether it's Xavier, it don't matter. That trophy in 10 years is just going to collect dust. It's like when you go to some of these old graves and you wonder, like, 1812 born, died 1823. Wow, who was this person? You wonder. Because no one around now would even know that person. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. You know, when did a degree become less important than an NCAA Final Four tournament? Go out there and have fun. You know? And to see this coach get redemption, God gets the glory on this one. And that's what we got to do, folks. We got to let go and let God. You need to just pray on that field. You need to be that Christian you are and let God work. You need to be at that intercessor prayer on Tuesday and let God work. You pray and let him do the working. Well, I prayed on the field and they fired me, so I guess one God's will. And I guess God's... Nope. Not today, Satan. Sit down. I mean, heck, you got a San Francisco supervisor that demands more cops after backing to fund the police. It's funny when they have, like, people that, like, don't let hate trump our values. Not one more ICE. They don't support ICE and all this. If you're illegal, what do you have a problem with? I'm not against. I support ICE. They've already detained terrorists in this country. I'm not a terrorist. Who said you were? When you go and a cop pulls you over, if he's fronting on you and harassing you, then you got a problem. If you ain't doing nothing wrong and he's harping on you, that's when you got a problem. I'm illegal. Then you got a problem because you're illegal. What part of illegal don't people get? How dare you want to deport me? Are you you got your Social Security card? Are you a legal citizen? No. I'm a good person. I should, you're a criminal the moment you illegally cross the border. If you want to seek asylum, you go through the right channels. Your country was founded on immigrants. Yeah, who went to Ellis Island and did it the right way. Our ancestors came here and knew what they had to know? English. They had papers to fill out. If they couldn't read English, they couldn't fill out the papers. Where's the Portuguese? Where's the Cantonese Mandarin? No. I mean, you get on these phones now. I'm going to rant a little bit. You got any phones? First of all, I mean, you have to go through like 50 prompts before it asks for English. And I think they do that in case you don't know English to begin with. You're not being led to prompts. How can you go? And I understand the concept, because if you don't know English, and how are you going to understand that prompt to tell you? Well, you just keep listening. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay. The world. We're going to make the world safer by doing a politically motivated thing and try to go after Trump because he's so evil. He's so bad. The country's falling apart. But don't worry. We're going to go after Trump. A okay, if all this deregulation is the cause of all the things that have gone on recently, where's the Biden administration stepping up? Why haven't they, why weren't they there on day one saying, hey, we're going to, this is because of deregulation, we can prove it, and here's what we can prove, we got the facts, and we're here to stand with these people of New Palestine, Ohio. No, they're not. Biden is never going to go there. I wouldn't want him there. Trump went there. Yeah, an American went there. Yeah, remember those days when Americans helped Americans, not people sitting there, I'm waiting for the government to help. Yeah, that's the most scariest word you could ever hear. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. Biden's going to solve, the Democrats are going to solve every problem. It's all politically motivated, folks. No one cares. And that's the problem. I think they thought that, oh, when this comes out, people are going to hate Trump. No, they're not. We stand, the more you go after that man, the more I stand with that man even more. I cannot believe how many people loved that man until he became a conservative. And then you had all these, like, people from Hollywood that, like, got in the world of him. And nope. But it's okay, folks. Don't worry. It's okay. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. Don't worry, because ICE wants to come after illegal people. First of all, if you're not legal, you got a problem. See, people, these, I support Mexicans 1,000,000%. I'm friends with them. I love them to death. I know legal American, I know legal people from Mexico that are legal U.S. citizens now that bust their butt. It's the terrorists that come across the border. It's the illegals that come across this border. I mean, when you got a public library director fired after staff allegedly tried to shut down Kirk Cameron reading event, because how dare you have a Christian conservative want to speak to only drag queens should be talking to little kids. We need to confuse these kids' minds because it's a $1 trillion industry. We need to make sure that these kids are getting all kinds of permanent, and these kids that are getting all these transgender medications so they can gender reassignment. 80% of those at least are probably going to, oops. Just think of all the things you did when you were a kid that now, who could care less? You know, there's only a handful of kids that are like, well, I always wanted Cabbage Patch Kids as a, Cabbage Patches as a kid, but now that I only had one and now I can have them, I collect them now. But it's okay, folks. It's okay. We're gonna stomp out. How dare we have a Christian conservative? If you don't want Kirk Cameron at public libraries, then you don't want freedom of speech. Because if you don't agree with what he says, then you don't go to that. But then you'll have people that, well, how dare he indoctrinate kids? But, oh, wait a minute. Don't the drag queens indoctrinate kids? Sorry, folks. You don't have to agree with what Kirk Cameron's doing, but you can't be supporting the First Amendment, freedom of speech, and not want, if you don't want Kirk Cameron speaking at libraries like this staff did that got a library director fired in Tennessee, you can't have that and support the freedom of speech.
Have you been watching and heard the latest news about the Trump indictment? If it happens, it'll be next week. And it's not looking like anything's going to come of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the grand jury, the prosecution passed, waiting on the grand jury. That's what I heard on Fox News half an hour or so ago.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, and it's just, and they thought that this was going to, like, oh, when this comes out.
Trying to make, first of all, he's a state guy trying to make a federal law or a state law, which has reached limitations, statute of limitations,
mm-hmm.
and which if they convict Trump on this, they're going to have to convict over 80% of Congress for doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And it, Congress has to write, should prove, Congress has to write that stuff off. So it's easy to prove which congressman wrote off hookers.
Yeah.
If, and Hillary Clinton put it in the same column, at the Pfizer dossier that she paid for, the fake one, she put that in the same column as she did, as Trump did, that, and actually it was Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen who did that, not Trump.
Yeah.
It was just a miss, and that is, that was only statute of limitation 2 years. He's trying to make a state into a federal. He doesn't even have jurisdiction or the right, because he's a state.
Yeah.
State attorney.
And they thought people were going to, like, lose faith in Trump and all this stuff. Like, it was, and like, he has more support now. I don't know if you've seen the videos of downtown New York.
I watched the five. Jesse Walters says, you know, or was it Greg? One of them says, Greg, that Trump is egging for this more than they are, because he knows that this will give him a nomination. This is just giving him the nomination.
Yeah. Yeah, because they...
He's more excited about
it. Yeah, because there were a couple of Democrats that said, like, this is going to... The whole point of this was they were hoping that people would, like, turn against Trump with this, like, oh, I liked him, but now this happened, so nope, and it's the actual other way around.
On
The View.
And The View, what's the word for him? Not hacks. It's just... Anyway, she's saying, well, just wait till they do what they're going to do in Georgia about how they got him on recordings threatening to overturn the election. Does she not realize how many stuffed steel rallies? Does she not realize how many true Americans believe that it was stolen? Do they really think they're going to care for him saying to get the election right?
Yeah.
That we're going to, we don't like him anymore. Really?
Yeah.
What world is she even living in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt your broadcast.
No, it's great. It's great, though. But yeah, it's like these people that want to shut down Kirk Cameron, but then they think they have freedom of speech. My freedom doesn't trump your freedom. You know, I want you to be able to speak your mind, just like you want to be, you know, I want you to be able to speak your mind, so why don't you want me to be able to speak my mind? Because if you're going to trump and my freedom of speech and say, hey, we don't want, well, then don't come.
What happened with Kirk Cameron? Is this recent?
Yeah, a public director was fired after staff allegedly tried to shut down a Kirk Cameron reading event. They tried to, but they weren't successful.
And he got fired?
Yeah. You know, it's just like there was a video I showed that had these people taking down these conservatives' posters and stuff. And like, well, you call us fascists and all this. You're the one tearing down the signs. You're the one that don't want us to speak. I want you to have your posters up. I want you to have your say and speak. But you don't want us to. You're the one that's angry. We're the one here just wanting to... You only want your opinion to be heard, no one else's. But you're calling me a fascist. You want to control the narrative. You want to be like Hitler, where you want to be the redcoats that takes out anyone that does not stand with the status quo, which is the liberal left. And that's what's, you know. It's like, I kind of just sit there. I just want to grab like a thing of popcorn and just be like, oh yeah, get my popcorn, get my... Yeah, you know what? I think I'll get a ginger beer. I think I'll go to Aldi's and get me a 4-pack of the ginger beer soda. Oh yeah, it's like ginger ale but stronger. It's got more ginger in it. Yeah, so like root beer but with ginger. Oh, yeah. Have the ginger beer meal. Just can't wait. Get some chips and popcorn. Let's watch this. Woo! Because the more they go after Trump, the more it's like we're just going to stand behind him. I mean, like that Steele dossier. If you're going to get Trump on this, then you're going to have to get a lot of people on the same very thing. I think this was just a, I wonder if they thought that this would just, that a bunch of people would turn against Trump, which it's not the case. So who knows? I just don't think they know what they're doing. I think they just don't know what to do. He wants to drain the swamp. He wants to get rid of us. Wait a minute. Yeah. Yeah. Most commonsensical people have the same belief of the scariest word you could ever hear is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. I mean, just look at the people of New Palestine, Ohio. Where's the government? Well, yeah, Trump came to their aid, and they're probably grateful because I wouldn't want Biden there. If I had a natural disaster, like, please, we're pleading with the Biden, don't show up, please. We want real help. We want real help, not Biden. I mean, the guy can't even get up the Air Force One steps. You know how they have those, like, chairlift commercials? They need to have Biden endorse one of those things. Folks, I didn't get into Premier League. I had so much going on. And just, but I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Stand up for your rights. Stand up. I'm willing to die for your right to take a knee on the national anthem. I don't agree with it, but I'm willing to die for that right. What are you willing to sacrifice for me to stand up against? I'm willing to fight for your right to stand up for your wanting communism in this country. What are you willing to do to stand up for my right for capitalism in the constitutional republic? Remember, folks, but the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till this Wednesday, good night, and God bless you all, and goodbye.